Welcome to Sports at Large. In certain communities, that feeling of sluggishness that comes upon one after a big Thanksgiving meal is known as a case of the itis. While the Ravens likely didn't have a big team meal before their game Thursday with Cincinnati, they nonetheless came down with a mass case of the itis in a 32-14 loss that now threatens to cripple their season. As a result, the Ravens are a 500 team two-thirds of the way through the season. How you process that fact is a matter of perspective. In late August, before the season started, you'd have found that notion impossible to conceive, given expectations that the team, as constituted, had the necessary components to reach and maybe win the Super Bowl. By mid-October, with a 1-5 record amassed because of poor play, poor coaching, and a plethora of injuries, most fans would have considered a 6-6 mark on the verge of Christmas nearly as inconceivable as where things were just before Halloween. So, what's it all mean? Well, for all intents and purposes, Thursday's loss leaves the Ravens with just one realistic path to the postseason. They will have to win their division, the AFC North, as the three wildcard slots are effectively out of the question. But that division title is within their grasp in part because the entire AFC North, the Ravens included, is mediocre at best. The Cleveland Browns, save for their defense, have been lousy and appear destined for a massive offseason overhaul. The Bengals have been almost as bad as the Browns, but with a significant excuse. Joe Burrow, the best quarterback in the division, has been out for most of the season with a bad toe. His return, however, could propel Cincinnati to make a mad dash for the playoffs. And then there's the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Ravens' biggest foe. Pittsburgh, behind one-year rental quarterback Aaron Rodgers, threatened to run away and hide in early October. But a combination of injuries and mediocrity brought the Steelers back to within hailing distance. With five games left in the regular season, even with the mess they made Thursday, the Ravens still have a clear path to the playoffs. Win all their remaining games and they win the division with an 11-6 mark. That would entail beating the Steelers twice, including next Sunday here in Baltimore, and in the regular season finale on January 4th in Pittsburgh, with a rematch with the Bengals following the first Steelers game. Easy enough, right? Well, as we've learned this year, nothing about the Ravens in 2025 is easy, and those other two non-divisional games will test the team's mettle. The team will have to beat the resurgent New England Patriots, the first NFL squad to win 10 games this year, in Baltimore's home finale, then beat Green Bay on the road in a place they've only won once in four previous trips, and not since 2017. One thing is certain, the Ravens can't afford any more battles with the itis this season, or they'll need a comfy spot on their collective couches to watch the playoffs from in January. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.